Today's daf is Beya Davov, and we are at the very top line of Davov Omer Aleph Omer Rava. Today's daf has been learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaya Moshe ben Frumit, Chaya Moshe ben Esther, and Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Rezo bas Reb Shloimeh. So the topic of the daf continues to be the halacha of a Beya Shenol de Beyontif. Mishnah said it was a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says Beya Shenol de Beyontif Teyachel. Beis Hillel said a Beya Shenol de Beyontif Loi Teyachel. The Gemara on daf Dalet Amud Beis and on daf Hey went into a discussion. What happens if a Beya is Noel de Beyontif on the first day of a two-day yontif? What will be the halacha on the second day yontif? And the Gemara's primary analysis was of the shita of the Amora Rav. And what emerged was that Rav says it depends on whether the yontif is the yontif of Rosh Hashanah or whether it's any other yontif. As it relates to a two-day yontif that's not Rosh Hashanah, said Rav, nol de bazeh, Muteres bazeh. If the 2 days yontif that we're discussing was the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, then the halacha would be nol de bazeh, asura bazeh. The reason is, really midday raisa, there's only 1 day yontif. Stating that, the Bnei Chutz La'aretz that were in the Medinos HaRechoikim Me'aretz Yisrael, they used to keep 2 days yontif, without going into the whole history of why. But the short version of why is because they had a suffix. They didn't know which day was yontif. As a result, they would keep 2 days yontif. But in reality, only one of the 2 days is yontif. So said Rav, Be'ah Shenol D'Bazeh Muteres Bazeh Memonavshach. If the first day is yontif, so it's a Be'ah Shenol D'Bazeh yontif. But tomorrow, I'm allowed to eat it because tomorrow it's not yontif anymore. And a Be'ah Shenol D'Bazeh yontif is only usher to eat on yontif. If tomorrow's yontif, then today's not yontif, which means that the Be'ah wasn't Nol D'Bazeh yontif. So said Rav, Memonavshach, Beya Shenol de Bazeh is Muteres Bazeh. We saw in yesterday's daf that Rav's assumption that the way we look at 2 days yontif in Chutz La'aretz is as one of them being yontif and the other one being chayil is not something that all the Amoraim agreed with. It's based on history and the rest of the story of how the two-day yontif was instituted. That was yesterday's daf. But Rav Shita, as it relates to a Beya Shenol de Beyontif Rishon, Beyontif Sheini, the halach is it's going to be mutter based on the Memonavshach. Rosh Hashanah, however, we saw is different. And the reason Rosh Hashanah is different is because Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days Yontif, are viewed as a Yoyma Richta. It's based on a Takana of Rabbi Yechir ben Zakkai. We'll revisit it a little bit later in the daf. But the point is, because the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, there was a concept of Yoyma Richta, so this Memonavshach, that if a Bey was nulled on the first day Rosh Hashanah, then on the second day, Rosh Hashanah should be mutter because for sure one of the days of schoil is not really true. Because there's a third possibility. It's possible that really both days are yontif, but Torah's vaday. How would that be in the event that Edim showed up to say that they saw the new moon? Min hamincha ulamayla. In that instance, the halacha was, once upon a time, that you had a resume that first day as being yontif, and the second day had to be treated as yontif as well. So there was a scenario, there was a possibility where the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah would be yontif, not mi safek, but mi vaday, as if to say both days are for sure yontif. Being that that's the case, we have to look at the 2 days as being one yoyma richta, and as it relates to a Beya Shenol de Beyontif, Beya Shenol de Bazeh, the halach is going to be asura bazeh. So the Gemara now is going to continue on this note. Amar Rava. Rava said another classic Gemara that's tucked away in the first few dafin of Masechtas Beya. Mace. If someone, Rachmana Litzlan, has a mace that's next to him, and he has to bury the mace. So the halach is as follows. Beyontif Rishon, if it's the first day Yontif, Yisasku Bayamam. He shouldn't bury the mace by himself, but rather what he should do is he should find non-Jews, Amir la'akum, even though Amir la'akum is something that's asam midrabanon, it's a shvus, but we're dealing with covenant mace. Yontif Rishon, don't bury the mace by yourself, but rather you should do it al yedei akum. Be Yontif Sheni, if however it's the second day Yontif, it's Yontif Sheni Shalgalias, Yisasku by Yisrael. So then a yid, shouldn't tell a goy to do it, but rather the yid should do it by himself. Says Rava, v'afilu b'shnei yomim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. And this was true even during the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, masha'en came bebeya, and this is in contrast to the halachas of bebeya, which we saw. There is a difference between the second day Rosh Hashanah and any other second day Yontif. In other words, Rava said that even though we just learned the whole Gemara, where Rav said that as it relates to a Be'ah Shenold on the first day Yontif, what's the halacha of the second day Yontif? If we're dealing with Shar Yomim Toivim, it's going to be Mutter. If we're dealing with Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be Aser. In other words, Yontif Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah is more Chamor than Yontif Sheni of any other Yontif. And we understand a little bit the lumdus behind it, the history behind it. Because when it comes to Shar Yontif, only one of the 2 days is really Yontif. As it relates to Rosh Hashanah, they're both viewed as Yontif based on this concept of Yom HaRichto. Said Rava, however, that's not always the case. That is true by Be'ah. However, as it relates to the halacha of a mace, then Yontif Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah is viewed as being more kuladig than Yontif Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, on Yontif Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah, just like any other Yontif Sheni, the halacha is a yid by himself as a laddie, bury a mace, even though it involves doing malachas, and he doesn't have to ask a non-Jew to do it. Nardoi, he said, this is a new shita after day, that even when it comes to a Be'ah Shenolda b'Rosh Hashanah, on the first day Rosh Hashanah, the halacha is you're going to be allowed to eat the Be'ah on the second day Rosh Hashanah. Not like Rav. Rav said that's true by other Yomim Tovim, by Rosh Hashanah, because of Yom HaRichto, a Be'ah that's not on the first day Rosh Hashanah, you can't eat on Rosh Hashanah. Nardoi said that even by a Be'ah, you can. Why? The Mait Naitech said Nardoi. And Nardoi wasn't a person. Nardoi was a shtot. So these were all the Chachamim that lived in Nahardah. And they all said, because what are you suggesting? Dilma Ma'abri Leila El? You worried about Yom HaRichto? You worried that maybe Edom showed up in Amincho Lamaila? As a result, based on yesterday's daf, the remainder of the day had to remain Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow again was Rosh Hashanah because Bezdin wasn't Mekabel those Edom. And as a result, what you have here is 2 days Rosh Hashanah, B'Teres Vaday, Kedusha Achas, Yom HaRichto. Therefore, Be'ah Shenol, Zeh should be Asura B'Zeh. So Nahardoi said, that's not a concern. You know why? Because Amar Rav Chinen Bar Kahana. Because Rav Chinen Bar Kahana said, Amar Rav, ironically, in the name of Rav, Mimois Ezra Ve'elach, from the times of Ezra up until nowadays, Le'matzinu Elul Ma'ober. It never happened that there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah. It never happened that they had to add a day to Chodesh Elul. It never happened that Rosh Hashanah was on the 31st day from Rosh Chodesh Elul, but rather it was always on the 30th day of Elul. So said the Chachmei Nahardah, that even though I understand the concept of Yom HaRichto, I understand the Chashash of Yom HaRichto, it's certainly possible that it could happen, but as a historical fact, it never happened. In fact, Rav himself said, Mimois Ezra ve'elach loy matzinu elul ma'uber, and it's for that reason I'm not worried about the possibility that all of a sudden, maybe this year something different happened. So Yom HaRichto in Lundis, I hear. But practically speaking, it never happened. Be'ah Shenolda on the first day Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to eat it on the second day Rosh Hashanah. In fact, the assumption is the second day Rosh Hashanah was probably Chayil anyways. But to start being concerned that maybe something happened that historically, statistically speaking, never really happened, that's not something you have to do. Now, Rav himself is the one that said, Mimais Ezra ve'elach le'matzino elam uber. Rav is the one that said, that Be'ah Shenolda on the first day Rosh Hashanah, it's also on the second day Rosh Hashanah. Is it a steer in Rav? Of course not. Rav held that Enochi Nami, it never happened, but it could happen. And at the end of the day, when we determine halacha, we don't necessarily do it based on statistical analysis. What we do is based on what could potentially happen. And at the end of the day, the B'nai Chutzlaritz knew there was a possibility that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah would be 2 days Rosh Hashanah B'teres Vaday. As a result, that in forces this concept of Yom HaRichto, and therefore Rav held Be'ah Shenolda B'zeh is going to be Asura B'zeh. But the point is that Rava said that even though there are those, Shitas Rav, that hold that Be'ah Shenolda on the first day Rosh Hashanah, that loch is it's Asur on the second day Rosh Hashanah, even though Be'ah Shenolda B'yantif Rishon is Muteres B'yantif Sheni. And that's because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are viewed halachically differently than we look at the 2 days of Yantif. But that's only as it relates to a Be'ah. In the world of eggs, the second day Rosh Hashanah is more chomer. But when it comes to a mace, over there the halacha is the second day Rosh Hashanah is just as kuladig as any second day yontif. L'may nafkemino, if there's a mace, b'yontif rishon, the halacha always is go through amir la'akim. That's the way the mace should be buried. But b'yontif sheni is asku by Yisrael, and that's the chiddush afilu b'shnei yavim toivim shol Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara is going to talk a little bit more about this note. Omer marzutra marzutra said loy amaron. This whole halacha about burying a mace is only true elodish die. If the mace died before yontif. So if the mace died before yontif, now you're already holding by the second day yontif. Second day yontif is more cool, even the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So what should you do? Yisnasku by Yisrael. If, however, the mace didn't die before yontif, but the mace died on yontif, then the halacha is, then you should wait. Meaning, this cooler that you can bury a mace, even al yedei Yisrael, you don't have to come on to Amir la'akum, is on the second day yontif, that's only true if the mace died before yontif. And the reason is because if the mace died before yontif, Rashi says, then already there's a concern that the mace will be masriach. So it's going to be real bezoyan for the mace if you don't bury. So therefore, do it, even al yedei Yisrael, it's yontif sheni, you have a right to be maker. But if the mace died on yontif, if you're going to wait until after yontif, lo yasriach, it's not a real chashash. And as a result, you're supposed to wait. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi famously said, no, afal gafta lo yishtoi, nami lo yimashina lo. Even if the mace died on yontif, still on be yontif sheni, you can bury it al yedei Yisrael. My timer, what's the reason? Because yontif sheni, Gabi Meis Kechol Shavyur Rabbana. And this is a fascinating topic that Im Yetzer Hashem we're going to have to find some time to get to, maybe in the coming days. But the point is that there's a concept that when Chazal instituted Yontif Sheni, or maybe Chazal never really instituted Yontif Sheni as we saw yesterday, but whatever Yontif Sheni is, there was a carve out. It wasn't implemented universally across every single area in Halacha. But there was one aspect of Halacha that was a L'katchila omitted from the laws of Yontif Sheni, and that is all dinim related to mace. So it's true there's a concept of Yontif Sheni, but Yontif Sheni is a rabbanandig concept, and when it came to mace, kechol shavyur rabbanan, the same rabbanan that played a role, whatever that role was in Yontif Sheni, they said that it's going to be true for a beis shenolda, it's going to be true for making kiddush, it's going to be true for not doing balacha, it's going to be true for sitting in a sukkah, etc., etc. It's going to be true for all the halachas. But you want to know if there's going to be a Yontif Sheni would be mace, there they said not, and it's Kechol Shavyur Rabbanan. If it's Kechol, said Rav Ashi, it doesn't matter if the mace died before, if it died on Yontif, it makes no difference. Kechol Shavyur Rabbanan. There is no Yontif Sheni when it comes to a mace. In fact, Rav Ashi continued and he said, Afilu Lamegas Le Glima, Ulamegas Le Yasa. This is true. Even if you want to make a suit for the mace, right, Rashi says, we don't mean Tachrichen, because Tachrichen we don't need Rav Ashi for. Of course, you're allowed to make Tachrichen. If you're allowed to deal with Tzarche mace, of course, this is something you're allowed to do. So apparently, this is some sort of tuxedo, some sort of glima that you're giving the mace that's a covered on mace, but it's not tachrichen. It's not something you have to do. So you have to know exactly what this is. Well, the megas leyasa, sometimes they would cut hadasim and they would put that on the mace. Even things that you would think are not so important, they're secondary in terms of the covered on mace you're going to get. Even that's mutter, because at the end of the day, it's nogeya mace. And kechol shavyur rabban. Ravina said, idna nowadays, ikachabari chashina. Ravina said that now that we're dealing with the chabarim, you have to be chayish. So the chabarim were bad guys that come up and they're mentioned different places in Shas. They used to give the Rabbanan a very hard time. And Ravina said that one of the things the Chabarim used to give the Yidden a hard time about is they wanted them to work on Yontif. And the Yidden used to say, it's Yontif. We can't work. And they said, what about today? Oh, it's Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. We can't work today either. So Ravina was worried that if the Yidden are going to be in the cemetery and they're going to start burying people, the Chabarim are going to say, I thought it's Yontif. I don't understand. You're allowed to go dig in the cemetery? Come dig in the fields where you're a pile. Come back to work. So because of this chashash, so Ravina said that even though it's true, Rav Ashi said that Yontif Sheni Legabi Meis Kechal Shavu Rabbanu, where there was a concern that maybe this would cause people to get Yidden and force them to work on Yontif, that's something that we stay away from. More on this note, Ravina have a Yosef Kameda Rav Ashi. Ravina was once sitting in front of Rav Ashi, B'shnei Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah, and this was during the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It was the first of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Chazi Dava Otziv, and Ravina saw Rav Ashi, and he was Otziv. He was a little not happy. He was Ba'atzvos. Amalesi told him, "My Otziv Mar, why are you Ba'atzvos?" Now the truth is, it was Rosh Hashanah, Sifrei Chaim, and Sifrei Meisan, Apsuchim. But Ravina didn't understand why Rav Ashi was Ba'atzvos. Amalesi told him, he said, the reason is, not for what you're thinking, but it's because I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. So apparently, there was a Thursday, Friday Rosh Hashanah, and then Shabbos. It was going to be a 3-day Yontif. And the problem was, how are you going to be able to make cook from Friday to Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin? Now, make an Erev Tavshilim on Yantav. You can't make an Erev Tavshilim on Yantav. So that's why he was Otsev, because he realized he wasn't going to have what to eat. Amalei, so Rav Meir told Rav Ashi, V'loisev marho idno, so why don't you go now and make an Erev Tavshilim? Now, what was his cheshbon? He knows he can't make an Erev Tavshilim on Yantav. But he said, Miloy, Amar Rav, didn't Rav say, Meneh, Chodem Eruvit Tavshilim on Yantav, L'chaveri, Yomasno. He said that when you have a two-day Yantav, this is something that you're allowed to do. And the reason you're allowed to do it on a two-day Yantav is Memonavshach. It's the same Memonavshach cheshbon that we had regarding a Be'esh and although on the first day Yantav, they allowed to eat on the second day Yantav. Because when you're dealing with a two-day Yantav, only one of the 2 days are Yantav. So make an Erev Tavshilim on the first day, cook on the second day, Memonavshach. If today is Yantav, so you weren't supposed to make an Erev Tavshilin. So besedu, you make a Tanai. If today's Yontif, I don't know. If today's Yontif, I'm not making an Erev Tavshilin. But then the good news is tomorrow's not Yontif. So tomorrow I can cook. It's not a big deal. Elamai, tomorrow is Yontif. So today's not Yontif. Today I can make an Erev Tavshilin. So Ravina told Rav Ashi, he says, Amai Yotzev Mar. Why don't you just do what Rav said? Maniach Adam Eruvi Tavshilin, Mi Yontif L'chaveru, Mas, to make a Tanai. Amalesi told him, because Emid Amar Rav Shein Yom Tov Mishal Golias. When did Rav say it? That's only regarding regular 2 day Yontif. Shein Yom Tov Mishal Rosh Hashanah, Mi Yomar. But he never said it regarding a 2 day Rosh Hashanah. 2 day Rosh Hashanah is different. Why? Yoy Mar Richta. And just like 2 day Rosh Hashanah is different as it relates to Be'esh and Olda Bazeh, that the halach is asura b'zeh, even though on a regular 2 day yontav beish and all the b'zeh is muteris b'zeh, the same is true regarding this tanai of Erev Tavshilin. Because again, the whole tanai is predicated that for sure only one of the days are yontav. Rosh Hashanah, there's a third possibility. Could be the first day's yontav, could be the second day's yontav, could be both days are yontav. How's that possible? If Edom came and Amincha l'mailo, now you have 2 days of Ada yontav. So being that there's a third possibility, just like beish and all the b'zeh asura b'zeh, so you can't make the tanai regarding Erev Tavshilin. But then Ravina asked another kasha. He said, but Ravashi, what about Nahardoi? Nahardoi said Af Beitza Mutaris. So why are you just not relying on Nahardoi? They said Be'esh and Olda on the first day Rosh Hashanah is Mutar and Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says Rav Ashi didn't answer, but Rav Ashi had a Talmud that answered for him. Amalei Rav Mordechai. Rav Mordechai says, and Rashi says, Rav Mordechai Talmidei Shal Rav Ashi Hoya. He was a Talmud of Rav Ashi. Gives us a little history on Rav Mordechai, but he said the Feirish Amalei Mar. I heard specifically from Rav Ashi that Lo Yisava L'Hod Nahardoi. He didn't hold like Nahardoi, and because he didn't hold like Nahardoi, so therefore it's not a taina why he doesn't want to be Soimach on Nahardoi. Bottom line is, if it was a regular 2 day yontif, he would have made an Erev Tavshilin and made a Tanai, but it's not an ordinary 2 day yontif. It's Rosh Hashanah, Yoy Marichta, and just like Be'esh and Olda B'zeh, Asura B'zeh, so too you can't make an Erev Tavshilin ala Tanai. And believe it or not, we can exhale right now. So there's a lot to talk about as far as raid goes, but we'll finish the daf first, and then Ezra Hashem will revisit what we spoke about yesterday and the first part of today's daf. So we're continuing to discuss a Be'esh and Olda B'yantif, albeit we're gonna discuss something that's me'inyan le'inyan very much ba'isa inyan. So the first mishnah, and really the topic of the first several dafin of the Masechta, is a Be'esh and Olda B'yantif. A hen laid an egg on Yantif. This is an egg that you can eat. The question is, am I allowed to eat it or am I not allowed to eat it? Beishamai said yeah, Beisul said no. The Gemara had 4 different reasons why Beisul said no. But we're discussing a hen that laid an egg that you would scramble, that you would boil, that you would mash. This is a regular Beitza. Says the Gemara, what happens if a hen lays an egg, but this is a fertilized egg? So there's a little chick inside this egg. It was laid on Yontif. What's the halacha? Itmar. Efroyach shenoylad b'yontif. In Efroyach, a chick that was born on Yontif. Rav Amar Aser. Rav says it's also, you're not allowed to eat it. V'shmul. V'item Rabbi Yochanan amar mutter. Shmul. Some say Rabbi Yochanan said mutter. It's going to be mutter. Rav amar aser. Rav said it's aser muktzo because it's muktzo. This efroyach is muktzo. You didn't have this efroyach before Yontif. It was born on Yontif, and as a result, it's going to be muktzo. V'shmul. V'item Rabbi Yochanan amar mutter. Shmul. Some say Rabbi Yochanan said it's going to be mutter. Hayu l'mater atzmoy b'shchita. Being that this Efroyach, when it's born, is aser. Why is it aser? It's Eva Menachai. You can't eat a live chicken. How's it going to be mutter? You're going to shecht it. And when you shecht it, it's going to be mutter. So Shmuel, Vitem, Rabbi Yochanan said a massive lumdis. They said a migu de gesfaris. You have the other type of migu, not the chayshem mishpat migu, but the other migu that repeats itself and appears in so many different places in Shas. So the Amiram said a svara that being that this Efroyach, when it was born, is awesome, because it's Eva Menachai, when you do shechita, it's going to be matter it. The same shechita that's matter, the Isser, Eva Menachai, is going to be matter
the Isser Muktzah as well. Meaning, it's true, it's Muktzah, there's nothing to talk about. This is a bona fide Muktzah. But at the same time, there is another Isser. That other Isser is going to be Mutter al Yedei Shechita. So we invoke the principle of Migu. Whenever you see Migu, it's always a Chiddush. But yeah, say Migu, that the Shechita is Matter, it by Achila, takes away the Isser Chamor of not eating something that didn't have a proper Shechita, so too it's going to be Matter, the Isser Muktzah as well. So, a Beya Shenol de Biyantif, where the Beya is the food, the egg, there the halach is machloikis b'shamay and b'sil, and a whole discussion as to my time de b'sil, as it relates to an afroyach shenoy b'yantiv, that wasn't a machloikis b'shamay and b'sil, it wasn't even a machloikis tanon, it was a machloikis amoyram. We'll see on Amid Beis, the Gemara is going to bring braises, where it seems that tanon did discuss this, but for now it's a machloikis amoyram, it's a machloikis between Rav on the one hand, and his balplukta was either Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan. By the way, it matters if his balplukta is Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan, because if his balplukta is Shmuel, we pasken like Rav. Machloikis Rav and Shmuel by Yisav HaHeter, that loch is like Rav. If Rav's balplukta is Rabbi Yochanan, we just learned the Gemara in Daf Dalet, that whenever there's a machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, that loch is like Rabbi Yochanan. But either way, the svara to say that a freich shenol b'yantif would be aser is because it's muktzah. And by the way, even though in the beginning of the Masechta Beis shenol b'yantif, it is muktzah, it's not muktzah, a whole shaylo yantif, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, but I am berishonim that this afroyach is for sure going to be considered muktzah, and as a result, that's why Rav said it's muktzah. Shmuvi, Tamer, Rabbi Yochanan didn't dispute the fact that it's muktzah. They agree, 100% it's muktzah. Seems like everybody would acknowledge that this is muktzah. The question, however, is, do you say a new svar of migu? That being that this has another problem, the problem is you can't eat it without shechita. The shechita is going to be matred ba'achila. So migu that the shechita is matred ba'achila takes away the isser chomer, it can take away the isser kal of muktzah. As well, Zok de Gemara, Amri le Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi l'Rav. So Rav Kahana and Rav Asi both told Rav, B'chima bein ze le'eyo shenoel b'yantav. You're telling me that an afroyach that's noel b'yantav is muktzah. I hear. Why is it different than an eagle that was noel b'yantav? A calf that was born on yantav. So a cow gives birth to a calf on yantav. Talach is you're allowed to eat the calf. It's not considered muktzah. What's the difference between the afroyach and the eagle? The afroyach wasn't here in the beginning of yantav. Hence, Rav is arguing it's muktzah. I hear. But if that's the case, why shouldn't an eagle be different? Amalusa, Rav told them, he told Rav Kana Rav Asi, because this calf was inside its mother's womb in the beginning of Yantav. And therefore, it was Roy Lachil in the beginning of Yantav. Meaning, even though you didn't see it, it wasn't Yatzalav or Oilam, but if you would have shechted the mother, the halacha would be you're allowed to eat the calf. The halacha is that the shechit of the mother works for the calf. And even if the calf is already full term, Ben Pekua, once you shech the mother, you'd be allowed to eat the calf. So the calf was muchan agavimoy. And therefore, that was something you were able to eat. As opposed to the efrayach wasn't muchan to eat in any way. And as a result, therefore, that was still considered muktzah. So, but they followed up with another question. They said, what if the mother was a treifa? Then, if it had an eagle inside, dalach is the mother you're not allowed to eat. The eagle, assuming it's not a treifa, you would be allowed to eat. Even though kalayotzim in a usser is usser, but the eagle, once it's born, is viewed as being a different animal. It's a separate entity. And as a result, you can't eat the mother, but you would be able to eat the eagle. So his kasha was that this eagle that was born on Yontif, if the mother was a treifa, wasn't muchan agavimai. Because if you would have shechted the mother, the shechita on the mother would not help for the child. The only time the shechita on the mother helps for the child is if the shechita on the mother helps for the mother. But over here, this animal is a treifa. So the shechita is not helping for the mother, because you can't eat it anyways. So if you can't eat it anyways, then it's not helping for the mother. So therefore, based on that, it would then mean it wouldn't help for the child. Yet the halach is, this was the assumption, Rav Kana and Rav Asi were both assuming that if you have a mother that's a treifa, gives birth to an eagle on yantiv, the halach is you're allowed to eat it. So what was the kashna? Why don't you say it's muktzah? What's the difference between an afreyach shenoyl b'yantiv that Rav said also because of muktzah and an eagle shenoylad minat treifa where the halach is it's mutter? Isn't it the same muktzah? So this was the question they asked Rav, and what did Rav do? Shasik Rav. Rav was quiet. Kivager here sends you to the places where you find Shasik Rav. We always speak out to Chavis Yaron at Tshuva, who says that there's a Messiah that whenever Rav was Shasik, it means he didn't have a Teretz al Pinigla, but he had a Teretz al Pinister. He brings that Rab Abba, who's quoted in the Zohar HaKadosh, is really Rav. But either way, Amar Rav, Vitame Rabbi Yosef, Sir Rabba, and some say Rabbi Yosef heard this whole discussion. They said, my time is Shasik Rav. I understand why Rav was quiet. Leimelu, why didn't Rav say very posh?
The mother's a treifa. So you're telling me, therefore, in the beginning of Yontif, the eagle is not roi l'achila. Why? Because the mother's a treifa. What were you going to do with the eagle? You know the eagle's there, but right now the eagle wasn't yotzeh la'avara ha'ilam, right? It's not in the world. You'll tell me you can eat it out of the mother. It's not true. If you shech the mother, you wouldn't be able to eat it because the mother right now is a treifa. So the Gemara says, "Dami Rome would bother." They said, "I have a very simple answer." The answer is that it's muchan agavim and leklovim. Because what do you do with the treifa? Lekelav tashlichon ha'yisayda. The Torah tells you what to do. Just throw it to the dogs. Give it to the kelav. Okay, so if you're going to give it to the kelav will have what to eat. So at the end of the day, it's muchan. You can do something with it. You can't eat it, but you can have enough from it. You can give it to your klovim. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told him, hashtam muchan la'adam le'have a muchan leklovim. Madach, if you have something that's muchan la'adam, so you have something that in the beginning of Shabbos, or the beginning of Yontif, was muchan la'adam. This was something that was meant for human consumption. And then on Yontif or Shabbos, something happened, and now you want to use it instead to give it to the caliph. The halacha is, it's considered muktzah, even though I was able to use it in the beginning of Shabbos. Yeah, but it was muchan l'adam. It wasn't a muchan l'klav. Now, how do you know that? At the time we learned to the Mishnah, mechat chenes adun lefnei abehema. You're allowed to cut up gourds and give it to a behema on Shabbos. Vim ne'anavim ve'esanavil lefnei haklav. Now, if you had an animal that was alive in the beginning of Shabbos, and then it became an avail on Shabbos, so the halacha is, you're allowed to give it to the dog as well. Rabbi Huda, who holds of muktzah, said, if it wasn't available before Shabbos, Asura, it's going to be awesome. And the reason is because it wasn't prepared. It's not considered Muchan. Now, Abaya's Taining, which is a little bit of a Chiddush, Ayin Berishonim, but Abaya's Taining, Tap Toises, that this animal really was Muchan La'adam. It was Muchan La'adam, it was a live animal, the beginning of Shabbos, it was Muchan La'adam. And still we say that if it becomes an Avela on Shabbos, you can't give it to the klavim if you hold of mukta like Rabbi Yehuda does, because muchan la adam loy havi muchan la klavim. So he said madach muchan la adam loy havi muchan la klavim muchan la klavim havi muchan la adam. So how could it be in the reverse that it's going to be the case? You want to tell me this eagle is muchan le adam because it was muchan la klavim? If muchan la adam is not enough for it to be muchan la klavim, right? Just think about it. This was something that was prepared for Shabbos. What were you going to do with it on Shabbos? I was going to eat it. Now, I can't eat it, because it's an avela. I want to give it to my dogs. No, you can't do it, because it wasn't muchan l'klavim, but it was muchan. How could you tell me this is muktzah? It was muchan. Yeah, but it was muchan l'adam. It wasn't muchan l'klavim. So you're going to tell me in the reverse it works? If something was muchan, how was it muchan? I planned on giving it to the dogs. And then later you decided to eat it. It was muchan l'klavim, not l'adam. If you're willing to differentiate between adam and klavim, and you're telling me muchan l'klavim, Adam loy havi muchan leklavim, said Abaye and Svara, muchan leklavim certainly can't be muchan leadam. But the Gemara says, now Miram told him, I disagree with you. I'm lay in. Muchan leadam loy havi muchan leklavim. If something's muchan leadam, it's not muchan leklavim. The maida chazi le inish loy shadi le leklavim. Because if I have something that's muchan leadam, it's specifically not muchan leklavim. Why would I give something to my dog if it's something that I could eat by myself? It doesn't make any sense. So if something's muchan leadam, it's by definition not muchan leklavim, and it's considered muktzah to the extent that I want to use it for the klavim. However, muchan leklavim havi muchan leadam. But if I have something that's muchan leklavim, back of my mind, I'm hoping something happens. I'm hoping this eagle that's a treifa gives birth, and all of a sudden I have an eagle that I'm allowed to eat. It's like this, I'll be able to eat it. Havi muchan leadam, the daiti dinish, I call me the dechazilei, because daiti dinish is for anything that I'm going to want to eat. The bottom line is, we have a machloikis between Rav on one hand, who was on the other side, it was either Shmuel, some say it was Rabbi Yochanan, Wethner, and Afroyach, that was Noilad Beyontif. Aser or Mutter, not to be confused with Abaye Shinoil Beyontif. That's a Machlekes B'Shaim B'Sil. Afroyach Shinoil Beyontif, that was a Machlekes Amiram. Rav said it's Aser, why? Mukta. This is a Mukta that would be universally accepted as Mukta, and as a result, it's going to be Aser. The other Amiram agreed with Rav's premise. He said, I agree, Rav, it's for sure Mukta. But they were Mechadei Shinu Svara, and that is being that this Afroyach has other issues, and the Shechita will be Matter those issues. So there's a Svara of Migu that the Shechita is Matter, the Afroyach L'Achila, so too it will remove the Iser of Mukta. Zok the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi the Rav, Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel. We have a Braisa that seems to support Shitas Rav, and we have a Braisa that supports Shitas Shmuel Vitaim Rav Yach. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, a Braisa that supports Rav, that the Froyach is going to be Aser, Egel Shanel Beyantav Mutter. An Egel that was born in Yantav is going to be Mutter. A Froyach Shanel Beyantav Aser, and a Froyach that's born in Yantav is going to be Aser. My Hefesh Benzel is there. What's the difference between an Egel and between an Froyach? Zeh Muchan Agavimei Beshchito, Vezeh Ene Muchan Agavimei. Like what the Gemara said in Amar Aleph, the Egel was Muchan Agavimei. If you would have shechted the mother, you'd be able to eat the Egel. As opposed to the Froyach, if you would shech the mother, you wouldn't be able to eat the Froyach. Thus, one is Mukta, the other one's not Mukta. Literally, Shitas Rav. Tanya Gavasi, the Shmuel, Vitaim Rabbi Yechanan, a Braisa that supports Shmuel, or some say Rabbi Yechanan, Eichel Shneil Beyantiv Mutter. An Eichel that's born on Yantiv is Mutter. Vefroyach Shneilad Beyantiv
Mutter, Shita Shmuel, Vitem Rabbi Yochanan. My time, what's the reason? Why is a mutter? Meaning, what's the Gemara's kasha? My time, isn't it mukta? The answer is Ze Muchan Agavimoy, Vze Mater Atzmoy Beshchita. One is Muchan Agavimoy, the other one is Mutter Agav Shchita, meaning, being that it's Mutter Agav Shchita, that's a svara to say Migu, that's essentially what the Gemara means, and it's because of the svara of Migu that we have the halacha that even though in theory it should be muktzah, still it's going to be okay. One more Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Efrayach shenoyled beyantiv aser, and Efrayach that's born on yantiv, the halacha is aser, you're not allowed to eat it. Now what this means, as we'll see in a minute, is if the Efrayach didn't open up its eyes yet, it's going to be muktzah. So the Gemara says, Reb Lezman Yaakov said, Af b'chayl aser. If that's the case, even b'chayl it's aser. Because an Efrayach, until it opens up his eyes, is aser. So the Gemara, Kaman Azah HaDetanya, who's the Tana of the following Braisa? It says in the Torah, so one of the Psukim that talk about a Sheretz, the whole Pasuk is, V'kol hoylech al gachoin, V'kol hoylech al arba, Ad kol marbe raglaim l'chol hasheretz hasheretz al oretz leisoichlum kishakizem. It's a pasuk in Parashat Shmini, and the Torah says the words l'chol hasheretz hasheretz al oretz, and it seems like these words were extra. So what's it coming to teach us? L'rabbis efroichem shaloi nispatchu einayim. Says the Braisa, it's coming to be marbe that if you have an efroich, this chick didn't open up its eyes yet, the halach is you're not allowed to eat it. Not just that, it's asam deraisa. It's included in the pasuk that says l'chol hasheretz hasheretz al oretz. So the Gemara says command. Who's the Tana of this Braisa? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Tana of the Braisa is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Exhale. So going back to the beginning of the daf and going back to yesterday's daf, two ha'aras. So the first ha'ara is that what emerges from the Gemara daf Dalet Amud Beis, daf Hey, daf Vav Amud Aleph is that there's a difference between the second day of Rosh Hashanah and the second day of Shar Yomim Toifen. Be'ish Shenol the Beyantiv Rishon, Rav said, Muteres Beyantiv Sheni. Be'ish Shenol the Beyantiv Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah is going to be Aser Beyantiv Sheni. And the reason is, said Rav, because the whole concept of Yontif Sheni is really predicated on the fact that once upon a time, the Yidden that were living in Chutz Laretz, they didn't know when Yontif was. And because they didn't know when Yontif was, they used to keep 2 days Yontif. But at the same time, they knew that only one of the 2 days was Yontif. And being that only one of the 2 days is Yontif, it's for that reason, they know for sure 1 day is Yontif, and the other day is Chag. So if you have a Be'ah that's not on the first day Yontif, it's going to be Mutter on the second day, Meman of Shach. If today is Yontif, so the Be'ah is technically a Be'ah Shenol to be Yontif, well, that means tomorrow is not Yontif. So tomorrow I'm allowed to eat it, because a Be'ah Shenol to be Yontif is only Yasser on Yontif. The day after is its Mutter. And if tomorrow's Yontif, and therefore you're clearing Shailas, you're asking Rabbanim whether you're allowed to eat the egg tomorrow, well, that means today's not Yontif. So it wasn't a Be'ah Shenolda be Yontif. So Meman of Shach Rav said that if you have a Be'ah Shenolda on the first day Yontif, so the halach is it's going to be Mutter on the second day Yontif. But said Rav, that's only going to be true as it relates to Shar Yom Tov. But as it relates to Rosh Hashanah, the halach is different. The halach is that if a Be'ah was Nolda on the first day Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be Asatid on the second day Rosh Hashanah as well. And the reason is because once upon a time, there was a Metzias that if Eidim would have shown up on the first day Rosh Chodesh, or as it relates to Rosh Hashanah, on the first day Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, min ha-mincha l'mayla, Bezdin would have told the Eidim, Eidim, we're not accepting your Eidus. As a result, you can wait around, come tomorrow and we'll talk, but we're not accepting your Eidus today, and tomorrow would have been Rosh Hashanah. But at the same time, that day that the Eidim arrived, would have remained B'Kedushas Rosh Hashanah as well. Even though at that point there was no Safek, because we know everything. We know there's Eidim, we just don't want to accept them, and instead we're going to accept it tomorrow. So we know today, tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah, and still today, for the rest of the day, we're saying you have to keep Rosh Hashanah. So on Rosh Hashanah, there was always a scenario, there was always a possibility where both days would be Rosh Hashanah B'Teres Vadei. So for the Yid that's living in Chutz Laretz, he's trying to anticipate what may be going on right now in Yerushalayim, so he has three possibilities. Maybe the first day is Yontif, maybe the second day is Yontif, and really, maybe both days are Yontif B'Teres Vadei, because maybe Edom came in on Mincha L'Mailo. As a result, there is a tzad that both days are Yontif. Once there's a tzad that both days are Yontif, you can't tell me Beish and all the B'Zem B'Teres B'Zem because of a Maman of Shach. I don't have the Maman of Shach anymore. What do you mean? The whole Maman of Shach is that one day is for sure Chayil. But there is a possibility that Maybe both days are really Yontif Peteras Vaday. And if that's the case, so then it's a Kedusha Achas, Be'ez Shenol DeBezeh has to be Yosef Bezeh. Therefore, Rav said, Be'ez Shenol DeBezeh, the halach is Asur Bezeh. This halacha, as it relates to a Be'ez Shenol DeBe Yontif, we don't appreciate how not halacha l'maisa this is today, but how halacha l'maisa this once was. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Erech Chaim, it's in Hilchas Yontif, it's in Simen, Tof Kuf Yud Gimel, it's if Katan He. The Mechaber says, Imnol de Beyontif Rishoin, if an egg is born, Beyontif Rishoin, Muteres Beyontif Sheini. It's going to be Muta on the second day Yontif, Bishnei Yom Tovim Shal Galias. When you have 2 days of Yontif. Avol Bishnei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. But as it relates to a 2 day Rosh Hashanah, Vechem Bishabbos Beyontif Asmuchin Lazalaza. Or if you have a Shabbos and a Yontif that come in succession, then the Halach is, Noel de Bozeh Asura Bezeh. This is Shitas Rav of the Gemaras that we're learning, Rava Paskin like Rav Bahani Plas. So not surprisingly, the Shulchan Aruch does as well. So the Machaber Paskin's Beit Shenol Dezem Uteres Bezeh B'Shar Yomim Tovim, but Neit Peis Shenol Dezem, the Halach is going to be Asura Bezeh as it relates to the 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Now I think it's Kedai to clarify just one point, even though Metz Hashem, the plan is to revisit this and go through this a little bit more thoroughly. But I think it's Kedai to clarify one thing right out of the gate, something that we talked about a little bit after the shir last night. And that is, the whole concept of Be'ez Shenol DeBezeh Muteres Bezeh is predicated on the fact that the Yidden that were living in Chutz Laaretz didn't know when Yontif was. They knew one day was Yontif, one day was Chayil. Misafik, they used to keep 2 days Yontif. But Klapei Shmaya Galya, only one of the 2 days is Yontif. The truth is that today that's not the case. Today we have all the facts. Today we know exactly when Yontif is. The first day Yontif is the real day Yontif. So why do we keep a second day Yontif? So the Gemara asks the Kasha, and the Gemara said, Mishum deshalchu mitam, because they sent a memo from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and to all the Yidden that were living in Chutz Laaretz. Hizaru b'minig aviseichem b'yadeichem. Make sure that you observe the minig aviseichem, because zimnin degazru hamalchus gzeirav asu lekalkula. Because it's always possible that the Malchus will impose a gzera, shelo yisasku b'teira, and Rashi says, v'yishtakach soida ibor mikem, and you're going to forget the soida ibor. So it's always possible you're going to go back to a situation where you're not going to know exactly when Yontif is. Yeah, Hillel, calendars, but you never know how things can unfold. And as a result, they were told, hizaru b'minig aviseichem b'yadeichem, zimnin de gazra malchus gzera v'asri l'kulkule. The point is, today there is no suffix anymore. Today we know for sure the first day is Yontif. We know for sure the second day is not Yontif. The reason the Bnei Chutz Laaretz keep a second day Yontif today is because they were told by the Sanhedrin Eretz Yisrael that that's what they should do. Hizaru b'minig aviseichem b'yadeichem. But in reality, there really is no suffix today. So if there's no suffix today, and the reason we're keeping a second day Yontif is because we were told to keep a second day Yontif. So in Lomdus, the way you should seemingly view it is as if you for sure have 2 days Yontif. One day midday Raisa, one day midday Rabbanan. So if I have 2 days Yontif, one day midday Raisa, one day midday Rabbanan, why is a Be'ez Shenol DeBezeh Muteres Bezeh? Because one day is Chal, it's not true. There's no day that's Chal. One day had a Suffolk and they didn't know, so one day was Yontif, one day was Chal, so it was a very nice Cheshbon. Totally in the introduction to yesterday's daf, but we went through that already. But today, there's no suffix anymore. Today, one day is Yontif Midei Raisa, the other day is Yontif Midei Rabbanan. So if you have one day Midei Raisa, one day Midei Rabbanan, so they're for sure both days Yontif. So call it Yom Arichta, call it Kedusha Achas, whatever name you want to give it. But the Cheshbon of Rav, of Mimon of Shach, one day is Shabbos, one day is Yontif, one day is Chal, and as a result, what's the problem? L'chura doesn't really stand. But the Teretz is, and as Azayiz Mavur in the Achroinim, is that it's true. Today, the second day Yontif is Yontif Peteres Vaday. The Rabbanim mandated the second day Yontif has to be a Yontif. But at the same time, when they instituted the Yontif, what they said was, Hizaru b'minig aviseichem. They said, keep a second day Yontif the way you always kept a second day Yontif. When the Yidden kept a second day Yontif, they were keeping it because they were misupik whether it was Yontif or not. They were keeping Yontif knowing that there's a possibility that maybe it's not Yontif, maybe really it's Chayil. When we keep second day Yontif today, it's with that same insecurity that we're going to keep a second day Yontif because that's what we were told to do. But at the same time, Dayoy Lovay Min Adin, Liyoy's Kenod. It can't be any more Yontif than the original Yontif was. Because all this Yontif really is Hizaru B'minig Aviseichem B'yadeichem. And therefore it's true, we're going to view it as Yontif, but it can't be more than a Yontif Misafik. One more point. That's only true for the second day Yontif. The first day Yontif, because we know it's Yontif, Avada's Yontif Ateiras Vada. So that even though once upon a time, the Yidden that were living in Chutz Laaretz, the Yidden that didn't know when Yontif was, they were too far for the Shluchim to arrive. They used to keep 2 days Yontif Misafik. The first day was Yontif Misafik, and the second day was Yontif Misafik. The first day had it sad that maybe today is Chol, and the second day had it sad that maybe today is Chol. Today, the first day Yontif, because with Biki and Bikfiya the Yarcha, we have a calendar, Hill gave us that gift, so we know what to do today. So the first day is for sure Yontif. So of course the first day is going to be considered Yontif B'Toyraz Vaday. However, the second day Yontif, being that really it's not Yontif, and the only reason we're keeping it as Yontif is because the Sholchu Mitam Yizaru B'Minig Abiseichem B'Yadeichem. So therefore, Daya Yilovim and Adin Liyas Kanot, it can't be more than what the second day Yontif was then. And if the second day Yontif then was only Yontif Misafik, so Yontif today is also going to be Yontif Misafik. Who says everything that we just said? Reb Chaim Brisker. And this is in Chedush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam. It's in Hilchis Yontif. There's one piece in Reb Chaim in Sefer and Hilchis Yontif. It's Perek Vav Alach Yer Aleph. It's on this Noisei. Works through a Rambam and a Raivet and a Steers and Rambam. Hafachba Vafachba. That's where the real Brisker lumbus of understanding Yontif Sheni Shal Golias is. But just to read a few lines in a Veinig. V'arnir Eloyme B'dasa Rambam. The MS Enochinami, the Iker Din Shne Yomim Toivim Shal Golias, Loy Osam Sheyinagu Shneim Kaachas Bateris Vade. When the Chachamim implemented Yomim Shne Yomim Toivim Shal Golias, they never meant that it should be one long Yontif. Virak Sheyinagu Shneim Bateris Veka. The whole thing was a Sophic. The Avagav says, Reb Chaim, the Achshavaria Dinam Bikfius of the Archa, today we know everything. Mikomokim Dinam Rakis Veka. But we still view it as a Sophic. Kivan the Ikara Takono, me Ikara Kachoisa, Uminagabisenu Biodeno. Ochain, Hare calls Eloy Shayach Elaldin Yontif Sheni Shal Golias. But that's only true for Yontif Sheni Shal Golias. Aleo Hudam Rino and the Dine Rakis Veiko. It's regarding that that we say it's a Sophic. Mash Enkin Yontif Arishon, but as it relates to the first day Yontif, Hare Kivan the Hashto Leka Sveiko, being that now there's no Sophic, Viodinam Bivadai, the Zeus Manishal Yontif, we know for sure that this is the Zman of Yontif, for who are Yontif Shal Atayra, that's the Yontif Shal Tayra, im kena re vadai da rehu Yontif, but Tayra's vadai, ve embo shum sracht in sveka, klar, u poshet, said Reb Chaim. Exactly what we just said, that the second day of Yontif goes down as Yontif Misafik, even though really there is no Safik, because that was the Minig Aviseinu B'Yadeinu, who continued to do what you did. But at the same time, as it relates to the first day Yontif, how can you tell me it's a Safik? You know it's Yontif. So the first day Yontif is viewed as Yontif B'Teres Vadai, the second day Yontif is viewed as Yontif B'Teres Safik, as it relates to a Be'esh and all the Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh, Ayin Shom Reb Chaim, that's already Tein Lochachem V'Yechkamai. But just to clarify that point, it's Pasha like Reb Chaim said, but it just brings out the clarity in what's an otherwise very, very confusing topic. So that's why we always view the first day Yontif as being Vada Yontif. We always view the second day Yontif as being Sofik Yontif. And that's why you'll see Lomdis, the Noy de Bihudas that we spoke about last week. It's always going to be the second day Yontif is the Sofik, but the first day is a Vada. Why? Because the first day we know. It's the second day that we don't know. There's a very well-known discussion in the Rishonim. The Torah brings it in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, in Siman Tov Resh, whether on the second day Rosh Hashanah, when you make Kiddush, and you usher in the Yontif, are you supposed to make a Shechiyanu? Are you not supposed to make a Shechiyanu? Now the background is, you're supposed to make a Shechiyanu once a Yontif. Every single Yontif, you make a Shechiyanu, but you only make it one time. Stating that, the Yidden of Chutz Laaretz, being that they didn't know when Yontif was, they used to keep 2 days Yontif. So, just like they had a Safik, if today's Yontif or yesterday was Yontif, and therefore they're making Kiddush and they're treating it like Yontif and they're not doing Melacha, the same was true as it related to making the Shechiyanu. They had to make a Shechiyanu on the first day Yontif, and they had to make a Shechiyanu on the second day. What do you mean? You're only supposed to make one Shechiyanu? Yeah, that's if you know when Yontif is, but they didn't know. And because they didn't know, so they used to make the Shechiyanu twice. The question is, what about Rosh Hashanah? So the Torah in Siman Tov Resh brings a very lengthy discussion what you're supposed to do. Kosav Rashi b'tshuva. Rashi. Rashi said in a tshuva, Rabbi Say Oimrim, my Rebbe said, She'ein Oimrim Zman Ela Berishon. You're not supposed to make a Shachiyonu on the second night Rosh Hashanah. First night Rosh Hashanah, you make a Shachiyonu, but the second night Rosh Hashanah, you're not supposed to make a Shachiyonu. And the reason he said was the Kedusha Achasein. Because the 2 days Rosh Hashanah are one Kedusha, Ukechad Yoyim Arichadami. And it's like one long day Yontif. Be'et Shanol de Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. We view it as one Kedusha. We view it as one long day. If we view it as one long day, so said Rashi, my Rabbeim said, that you should not make a Shachiyonu on the second night of Yont. Aval ani oimer, but Rashi says, ichzog, shetzorach loim ezman. You have to say ezman. You have to make the Shachiyonu. V'chein noyagimim koimenu. And Rashi says, that's the minig where we live. U'bechol ha-mekoimai she'ovarti. Wherever I've traveled, I've inquired, and I was told by everybody that the minig is that you make a Shachiyonu, even on the second night of Yontif. Ve'in chilek said Rashi ben Yontif shal Rosh Hashanah l'shar yomim tovim shal Golias elu le'inyan beitza. Only as it relates to beitza. Lesson shal zebezeh. Says Rashi, why? L'chura, if there's a svara of Yom Arichta, if there's a svara that we look at these 2 days maybe as being one day Yontif, so why are you making a Shachiyonu? You made a Shachiyonu already. So Rashi says, the time of the reason is, Bishum da'af bizman bezdin, even in the times of bezdin, pa'amim hayo oisem beiz yomim, that's the reason why Be'ish and Olda Be'zeh is Asur B'zeh. Aval Inyan Zman says Rashi, here's the punchline, M'monavshach. M'monavshach, he said, make a Shachiyonu, because why? He said, I Sofiku Oim Rezman. Says Rashi, that it's true there's a concept of Yom Arichta. But let's not forget, says Rashi, Yom Arichta was only a possibility. There was a possibility that the 2 day Rosh Hashanah, once upon a time, was really 1 day. There was also a possibility that it wasn't 1 day. There was a possibility that the first day was Rosh Hashanah and the second day was Rosh Hashanah. There was this far-fetched scenario that maybe the 2 days were going to be viewed as 1 day. So, Enochinam, you have a Beish and all the Bazaar, Surah Bazaar, because maybe it's 2 days Yontif. So you have to be Machmer and you have to view it as a Yom Arichta. But Rashi said, let's not forget that at the same time, 2 out of 3 possibilities, or if you want to work with statistics, it's the overwhelming possibility that that's not going to happen. And if that's not what happened, Pashtus, it's really not one long day, and either today's Yontif or today, tomorrow's Yontif. You don't know which one. As a result, Misafik, just like with every 2 day Yontif, you make 2 Shachiyonos. Here too, you would make 2 Shachiyonos as well. But says Rashi, and here's the punchline, that even if you're so concerned about making a Shachiyonu, because maybe the Yontif really is one long day Yontif, when they used to count Chodesh Tishrei to figure out when Yom Kippur is, and to figure out when Sukkot is, they used to count from the second day Yontif, not from the first day Yontif. So when Rosh Hashanah was 2 days, they used to count not from the first day Rosh Hashanah, but from the second day Rosh Hashanah. So again, the Edom showed up in Amin Chalamayla, and we're basically suffocating the Edom. We're not allowing them to say anything. We're going to wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be, but today's going to be Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow's going to be Rosh Hashanah. So here's the question. When's Yom Kippur? When's Sukkot? They used to count from the second day, not from the first day. So Rashi says that even in the world of Yom Arichta, the second day was really the Ikar day. And because the second day was the Ikar day, so for that reason, says Rashi, M'monavshach, that's Rashi's Lashon. M'monavshach, he said, you have to make a Shachiyonu. Because even on the Tzad Yom Arichta, there's a Chiddush in the second day over the first day. The Chiddush is, this is when you start the month as it relates to Tikkun HaMeyades, and therefore, you're going to make a Shachiyonu on the second day. The Torah continues, and the Torah says that even though Rashi said that that's the way it is, but the sheet of the Ga'onim was not to make a Shachiyonu on the second day. And then the Torah says, I heard from my father, the Rosh, who the Rosh says that what you should do is, you should be Machriya. V'toiv she'ika chadam pri chadash, you should take a new fruit. V'yanichenu lefanav, you should put it in front of you. V'yivarech she'chiyonu, v'yedaitei gamal apri. And you should have in mind not only the Yontif, you should have in mind the pri as well. V'yetzei dei safik, by doing that, you're going to be yotzei your safik. V'chein ha'yunoig aram in Rutenberg. And then the Torah says that aram in Rutenberg, that was his minig, that's what he used to do. But the bottom line is, the Torah says that there was a little bit of drama, and it was a whole discussion as to what are you supposed to do as it relates to the Shachiyonu. Every 2 day Yontif, you make a Shachiyonu on the second night. So why would you think Rosh Hashanah is different? Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arichta. So it's one long day. If it's one long day, why are you making a Shachiyonu? You made a Shachiyonu yesterday. Yesterday was a different day, but in Halach, we view it as one Yom Arichta. It's like a 2 day Yontif. And if it's a 2 day Yontif, You wouldn't make another Shachiyanu. Sukkos is a 7-day yontif, you make one Shachiyanu. So Rosh Hashanah is a 2-day yontif, you make one Shachiyanu. What's the tzad you should make it? Says Rashi, because even in the world of Yom HaRichta, there was a chiddush in the second day. Second day was the day from when you started counting the Mayadas, and it's for that reason, even though it's true there's a svar of Yom HaRichta, you would do it on the second day. There was a machlokes, and therefore the Torah said that he heard from his father, the Rosh. The Rosh's achra was that what should you do? You should take a pre, and as a result, like this, you'll be yoytze your safek. If you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tofresh, till now we were reading from the Torah. If you open up a Mechaber, so the Mechaber says in Sifkot and Beis, Bekiddush Leil Sheni Yilbash Beged Chadosh. That's the Ramah. Oy, maniach pri chadash, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'oymer shechayanu. V'im matzui beged chadash, oy pri chadash, im kolzeh yoymer shechayanu. So, katchilo, you should have a beged chadash, or you should have a pri chadash. If you don't have a beged chadash or a pri chadash, then b'diyevit you're supposed to make a shechayanu. So, for whatever reason, you don't have new fruit on Rosh Hashanah, the halach is you make a shechayanu. As if to say, the ikar is, like Shitas Rashi, that you're supposed to make a shechayanu the second night. However, the Rosh said, let's be chayish for the ga'onim who held natu. So, what should you do? Take a pri chadash, take a beged chadash. That's the minig Yisrael. What happens? But if you don't have a pre-chadash or a beged chadash, no worries, you're going to make the shachiyanu anyways. But then the Mechaber continues in Sifkot and Gimel. Mechaber says, "Mchal yom rishon b'Shabbos." If the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, oyme shachiyanu b'shoifer b'yom sheni. Then when you blow shoifer on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you make a shachiyanu. In other words, it's very clear in the Shulchan Aruch. Do you make a shachiyanu the second day Rosh Hashanah when you blow shoifer? Says the Shulchan Aruch, it depends. If the first day Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, M'chal Yoim Rishon B'Shabbos, then Oymer Shechayanu B'Shoifer B'Yom Sheni. Then you're going to make a Shechayanu on the second day. If, however, the first day was not Shabbos, clearly implied, you're not going to make a Shechayanu the second day. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Oymerim, Lo Oymerai Afilu M'chal Yoim Rishon B'Chol. There's a Yesh Oymerim that says you're always supposed to make a Shechayanu the second day when you blow Shofar. And that's the minig in all the places in Ashkenaz that you make a Shechayanu. And I'm pretty sure that Lamaisa, it's there are two minhagim in Klal Yisrael. The minig of the Sfaradim is to follow the Shulchan Aruch that you don't make a Shechayanu on the second day. And the minig of the Ashkenazim is to follow the Ramah that you do make a Shechayanu the second day. So let's focus on the Shita of the Ramah. The Ramah's Shita is that even though there's a major shaila, what to do with a Shechayanu the second night on Rosh Hashanah, but as it relates to Tkiya Shofar, when you blow Shofar on the second day, says the Ramah, you're for sure supposed to make a Shechayanu. Now the Makar to this Ramah is the Hagoyis Maimini. The Hagoyis Maimini brings from one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Simcha. And Rabbeinu Simcha, one of the Rishonim, said that you're supposed to make a Shechayanu when you blow Shofar the second day. And again, we're not sure, major shaila, one of the great machloikasin of all time, whether you make a Shechayanu the second night of Rosh Hashanah. But as it relates to Shofar, says the Ramah, quoting that guy Smaimini, who quotes Echaman on Rishonim, V'yesh oimrim lo oimrei afilu m'chal yirishim b'chol v'chein aminu l'medina sa'elu. And you don't find that Baltakeya necessarily has to wear a new suit or that he's sitting with a pre-chadosh, but rather you make the Shechayanu. That's the minig Yisrael. So if that's the case, the question begs itself, Maishna, what's the difference? Why is there a shayla about Shechayanu the second night Rosh Hashanah? Because there's a new svara called Yom HaRichta and emerged from the Gemaras in Be'ed Avdalet, Be'ed Avhe, Be'ed Avab. There's something called Yom HaRichta. And based on the svara of Yom HaRichta, it's not so posh that you could just go ahead and make a Shechayanu. The second day Rosh Hashanah is viewed in Halacha very differently than is the second day of any other Yontif. So if that's the case, Maishna, the Shechayanu, when it comes to Shofar, I already blew Shofar yesterday. Yesterday was today. It's a Yom HaRichta. Do you make a Shechayanu when you take Dalad Minim the second day Sukkos? No. Why? Because you took it with the first time you made Sukkos. When you light Hanukkah Menorah the second night, do you make a Shechayanu? No, because you made it the first night. So if there's a Svar of Yom HaRichta, and we look at this now as a 2-day yontif or one very long day, so why in the world are you going now and making another Shechayanu? And Maman of Shach, if there's a suffix and you're not sure what to do as it relates to the Shechayanu, when it comes to Kiddush, when it comes to making a Shechayanu in the beginning of the yontif, why should it be different as it relates to Shaif? So this is something that Kamuv and the Achreinim talk about. But just one Davar Chadash that I saw in the Sefer Harirei Kedem for Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, one beautiful lumdus that really emerges very much from the Gemaras that we're learning right now, and we'll end with this. And that is, what's the basis for the Yoyma Arichta. For Yontif Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah being different. So any other day of the year, this is a hard question. But now I think we know the answer. The answer is because when the Bnei Chutzlaris were trying to figure out what was going on in Eretz Yisrael, there were three possibilities they had to consider. One possibility was maybe the first day Edom came, they were Mekadosh L'Chayadosh, today's Rosh Hashanah, not tomorrow. Maybe Edom never showed up that first day. Tomorrow is really Rosh Hashanah. But there was also a third possibility. Maybe Edom came in Amincha L'mayil. They, in Yerushalayim, were keeping Rosh Hashanah up until that point, Misafik, because maybe Edom are going to show up. Edom showed up late, so late that we're not being Mekabel to Edus, and as a result, tomorrow's going to be Rosh Hashanah. But at the same time, not to be Mezalzel Rosh Hashanah, we're going to continue, we're going to resume the end of the day as being Rosh Hashanah. So being that that's the way we're viewing it. So it's for that reason, there was a possibility that maybe both days are Rosh Hashanah and Yerushalayim. So both days are Rosh Hashanah and Yerushalayim, we have to keep both days. And if both days are Rosh Hashanah and Yerushalayim, it can't be Misafik, because in Yerushalayim there was no Safik. They know exactly what's going on. So there was a concept of 2 days Yontif, but Teiros Vadai. So there's this Musag on Rosh Hashanah of a 2 day Yontif. So if it's a 2 day Yontif, we're going to keep the 2 day Yontif. But it's all based on the fact that if Edom come in Amincha L'mayla, what happens? We don't say, oh, today's Rosh Hashanah, not tomorrow. Or we don't say, tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah, not today. We maintain Rosh Hashanah both days. So Rav Yashever said that if you take a look in Rashi, in our sugya, in Daf Heyamad Aleph, it's the second Rashi on the top of the Amid Dibra Maskel Adam Mincha. So Rashi is playing out what happens if Edom would show up in Amincha L'mayla. It's the middle of Rashi. Then bo Edom in Amincha L'mayla. If Edom would show up in Amincha L'mayla, Atal Pisha Eim Moidem Lin Moyadois Mehayoim, even though we're not going to count the Moyadois from today, we're going to count from tomorrow, right? This was the raid that we spoke about. But Loim is Nalzinon Be. And we're not going to be mezalzel on that 30th day. It's going to remain osur on that day. Just like up until mincha, it was osur b'malacha. It's going to maintain that kedusha, and it's going to remain osur b'malacha. So Rav Shaver Soloveitchik was medayik l'shoyne azov shal Rashi. He said it's mavur in Rashi that this, that the Chachamim said that if Edom come in Amincha L'mayla, you can't be Mezalzel in this first day, in Yontif Rishon, in the 30th day. It's only regarding Issa Melacha. It's clear, Rashi. Couldn't be more clear. So he said it's mevur that that chiddush that in Amincha L'mayla we're going to keep it as Yontif. It was only regarding Issa Melacha. But what about regarding the mitzvah Sayoim? It's Mashman Rashi. There was never sad that we should keep it b'kedushas yontif as it relates to the mitzvah sayon. So melacha, you can't do melacha, because if you're going to do melacha, you're being mezalzel on the day. What do you mean? It was yontif. You're going to start working in your field now? You're going to start preparing for yontif again? You can't be mezalzel. But that svar of zilzel was only said regarding Issa Melacha. But let's say someone didn't hear shofar that day. Should I go run now and hear shofar? No. It's not yontif. Tomorrow's going to be Rosh Hashanah. It's a svar not to be mezalzel on the day and therefore refrain from doing melacha. So he said, half love a fellow. The shekh Yonu that you say in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, that's a Shechayonu that today is Rosh Hashanah. Shechayonu v'kimonu v'kiyonu l'azman hazeh. It's a birchas hazman on the day. The day has kedusha. Say the Rishonim, the Ga'onim, Rashi in his place and all the places he visited, there was a major tumult. Rosh Hashanah, maybe you shouldn't make it the second day, because Rosh Hashanah, there was a concept of Yoyim Arichta. There was a concept of 2 days Rosh Hashanah, b'kedushas hayoyim shal Rosh Hashanah, b'toyras vaday. How? Good, the far-fetched scenario. But al kaponim, enough for Chazal to say Beish and all the bazaar, Asura bazaar, and as a result, enough for there to be a debate, a fascinating debate. Should you make a Shachiyonu the second day, or should you not make a Shachiyonu the second day? But as it relates to Shofar, there was never a Yoyim Arichta. Because there was never a tzad that you're going to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah b'toyres vaday and be mechuyif to hear shofar for both days. So came al kevein as atzad. Because if Edom walked in Amincha L'mayla, you put down your shofar. Just don't do malacha. But there's no shofar. Shofar is going to be tomorrow. So if shofar is going to be tomorrow, there was never a yom arichta on shofar. If there was never a yom arichta on shofar, so the 2 days Rosh Hashanah clapping the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar is no different than any 2 day yontif. 2 day yontif, you make a shachiyano on both days. That's why the Ramah says, quoting that guy, Smaimini, who quotes Echam and Arishoinim, that even though there was a major shiloh what to do with the shachiyano on the second day yontif, but as it relates to the shachiyano for tkiyah shofar, there was never a shiloh, because there was never a yoyma richta as it relates to the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar.